Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about price strategy.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about pricing. Prices are going up. So when you're setting a list price for a property as a realtor, whether it's commercial or residential, it's a tricky business to anticipate a future event, the sale of that property in the future.
And that's, of course, what you're doing, because the anticipation is as you put the property on the market, it's going to take a bit of time to have it become exposed to those that would be called the buyer pool, and for them to make a decision of, okay, let's start tracking this one. Now, with houses, it's a much quicker situation.
It is. However, jumping in there, the pending sale is when there's a meeting of the minds, when the buyer made the decision to be willing to pay that price. Closed sale is about 45 days later. I pick that closed sale up hot off the press that it just closed and use it as a comparable sale to say what the pricing will be next. That's about 60 days old before, at the newest, most recent information.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. With commercial, in my opinion, it's longer than that. It's an interesting situation where in order to finance and to come into ownership of most investment properties, it requires a mortgage loan. Now, the mortgage loan requires an appraisal, and the appraiser may be 3 to 4 weeks out from being able to even potentially start the project, or let's call it the appraisal. So, and then the lender is going to take another week and a half to 2 weeks, if everything is smooth, to deliver the loan documents to closing. So right off the bat, we're several months old in our decision-making process as we look at historic information with an effort to project a future anticipated pricing.
I think it's interesting, the time relationship to price, and that's what we're talking about here, is it's wet and location, other influences on the price, but there is that time element. If I want to sell my house today, I know I could put it on the market at $300,000 and sell it today, or I could put it at $700,000 today and be certain I will not be selling it today.
Guaranteed, pretty much. And it's interesting because with a shortage of inventory, as exists with, as an example, apartment complexes, that's an interesting thing. It's ready, fire, aim. You may get an offer right off the bat. The question is it any good?
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.